form congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Because if he got any handles, he's coming for them. Yeah. The Lord told his disciples, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me. He ain't got nothing on me. He can't touch me. But he going to get y'all. Peter, I pray for you. When your faith fails, you know, when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. But he's coming for you. He's coming for your pride. So, there's a difference how in that verse, Romans 8 and 9, the first half speaks about the Spirit of God. Second half speaks about the Spirit of Christ. There's a difference on how they represent the nature of God. Amen. Ecclesiastes 9:16. If you get that up for me. Ecclesiastes 9:16. I'm going to show you the real victory in these last days. Like I said, signs are going to follow us. Pastor, signs are going to follow us. Signs and wonders, breakthroughs, raising the dead, all that's going to... See, we're not supposed to follow that. That follows us. I ain't got to be trying to. That's why it ain't working. You trying to. You better let him do it. Look what it says, Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 9:16. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Somebody needs to itch that.
Amen.
Write it and put it on your mirror, on your refrigerator. Then I said, "I wisdom is better than strength." In these last, as this last grace, is not going to be an increase of strength. It's going to be an increase in wisdom. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. But wisdom is better than strength. It's like using a sharp knife versus a dull knife. You messed the meat all up trying to... Dull knife, but a sharp knife. A whole lot of battles ain't even fought because you got wisdom. You avoid a whole lot of trouble and snares and pitfalls of the devil because you got wisdom. You didn't open your mouth when you could have. You didn't try to get even. You let God fight your battle. See, that's what the Lord said. Vengeance is mine. That's why I said, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, you heap coals of fire on the head. He said, but give place unto wrath. That's his wrath. He said, no, I'm going to find a place. If they keep acting up, they keep getting ugly on the job. They keep shortchanging you and your check. Don't worry, wrath is mine. You overcome that evil with good. You keep doing good versus their evil. Now you're giving place to my wrath. This thing about God, just love, 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 love. God will slap you upside the head. God, listen, God have wrath in the New Testament. Ananias and Sapphira conspired. We're going to tell them we sold it for this amount. But we're going to keep this amount and we're going to go somewhere. Seems like a little thing, but see, when the glory is in the right place, That's why some folks better get their act together. That seemed like a little, what they call a little white lie. But it was in the presence of God. Ananias. Sapphira, come in. Same thing. That's New Testament book of Acts. Church. That ain't Samuel. Kings, Chronicles. That's Acts of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So let's establish this. The Spirit of God, that's dealing with power and authority. But now, let's go back to that Romans chapter 8, verse 9 again. Ooh, my time. Romans 8. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Romans 8, verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. So we see a distinction. They're the same, but a distinction in nature. And so what are we looking at here? The Spirit of Christ. This is the final grace. God ain't studying how many you've raised from the dead or how many heads you have put on or blind eyes. It's him doing it anyway. But what he is concerned with is the nature that's governing your life. Amen. He's the God of power. There's no counsel, no wisdom against him. But what are you becoming?
Amen.
You got people in high places in government, even in ministry, that are yet corrupt.
Amen.
But the gifts operate. Because the gifts and the calling are without repentance. God will work them through a vessel that's not even clean. He'll work a... Amen. In behalf of people, but he won't honor that person. That person will have no honor. God will still move. If he moved through a donkey, God's going to get the work done. But woe unto that person. You will indeed reap that you sow. Uh-oh, you better stop causing all that division and strife,
amen,
contention everywhere you go.
Amen.
That all will come back.
Amen.
It'll come back to you.
Amen.
The Spirit of Christ represents the divine nature.
Amen.
Specifically, listen now, as it was manifested in the life of Jesus Christ. Now we see God, power, and authority. But what do we see Jesus when he walked here? Fully God, fully man. He wouldn't raise his voice in the street. A bruised reed he wouldn't break. Smoking flax he wouldn't blow out. But yet, fully God, an expression of a nature in a tent.
Amen.
See, that's the example we're called to follow.
Yes.
That's what God is after in these last days. And see, for some, especially people that like to talk a lot or are good at manipulating or are overbearing in their spirit and their personality, you're going to really have to put some clamps on your personality, because it's not about your personality. Your personality can only take you so far. And at the end of the day, it's empty. It's not producing resurrection life. It's not producing kingdom. It might get you a crowd. Invitations. Because folk like to be entertained today. But as far as something in the kingdom, in the spirit realm, it's almost like the sons of Sceva. Paul, we know. This Apostle Paul, we know. Apostle Mario, we know. Elder John's, we know. But who are you? That's your personality. Jesus spoke to a storm and he didn't use 1 ounce of emotion. Never engaged his emotion. He just woke up. First of all, how could he be asleep in a storm? And when the limb boat, not going to stand on a cruise ship, you know. It'll rock you to sleep. But in a boat like that where water's all, he's sound asleep in the back of the boat on a pillow. Why? He was shrouded in peace. You see, our labor, as Hebrews says, we are late to labor to enter into rest. Not labor to get into a position. Labor to be first. Labor to have influence. You won't be seen. Labor, I'm telling you, labor to enter into that rest. And guess what? What God has for you is for you. But you try to get there, you just delaying the process. We have to die. Only way out of where you at is you got to die where you at. You got to die to some stuff. No, don't bandage it up. Don't repackage it. Don't try to, you know, re-express it. Kill it. Amen. I said, kill it. Say it with me. Kill it.
Kill it.
You got to kill it. And you have power to do that. But the nature of Christ, it represents the divine nature manifested in the life of Christ. See, this spirit of Christ cannot be separated from the nature or personality of Christ. It's the kind of spirit. The spirit of Christ is what makes the child of God a true child of God. You probably know people say they're saved. Sometimes act like they're saved. But you don't know if they're saved or not. Say amen, lights, for real.
Amen.
I'm not being critical of any person, but we all know, you know, you run into people, yeah, I'm saved, and they could quote scripture, knew the Bible better than you, but didn't have the nature.
Amen.
Like, they're like, what's wrong with this picture here? You know all this stuff, but, right? No evidence, no fruit. No eternal fruit. You know, yesterday we talked a little bit in one of the sessions. I brought up about the fruit. You see, the fruit of Galatians 5:22 didn't just appear after the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
That fruit is eternal fruit.
Yes,
in other words, that is what heaven is comprised of.
Yes.
That's what heaven is. He didn't bring that down here and bring something different. No, that's what heaven is. So if when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, it's more than just trying to do something. It's about becoming something. What? So how do we manifest the kingdom of God here on the earth? The fruit.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.